From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday, the 26th of January. There were Invasion Day protests around the country today, with thousands hitting the streets in cities including Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane and Adelaide. The Invasion Day rallies called for, among other things, a changing of the date of Australia Day. Protesters argued January 26 is a date rooted in colonial violence and should be seen as a day of mourning for First Nations people. There were bizarre scenes in Canberra. A man wearing a Make America Great Again cap and waving an Aussie flag was forcibly removed from an Invasion Day rally by four men in biker colours. The crowd clapped as the man, who had earlier been provoking people, sped away in his ute. And in other news, a man in his 60s was taken to hospital in New South Wales after being charged by a goat. The animal attacked the man while he was bushwalking this morning. He suffered a knee injury, but apart from that, isn't too bad. You're welcome. Overseas now, and US President Joe Biden has revealed he doesn't think Donald Trump will be convicted in his upcoming impeachment trial. An article of impeachment against the former president has been formally presented to the US Senate, with the trial to begin in early February. Now, at least 17 Republican senators would need to join all 50 Democrats to convict Mr. Trump. But Mr. Biden doubts that will happen, telling CNN, "The Senate has changed since I was there, but it hasn't changed that much." We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like, choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, to sport now, and US TV personality Anthony Anderson has revealed just how competitive NBA legend Michael Jordan really is. Anderson told comedian Conan O'Brien that he challenged Jordan to a game of dominoes when they were in the Bahamas together. Now, he beat Jordan twice, which made the next few days very, very awkward.
We are on an island together for the next 3 days.
He can't go anywhere.
He can't go anywhere. I can't go anywhere. He refuses to talk to me for the next 3 days.
And finally, in showbiz, and Pamela Anderson's son Brandon had a terrifying run-in with an alleged home invader. Brandon, who's just 24, had to chase a man out of his house using a golf club. He shared a video of the incident on Instagram. Have a listen.
Dude, I thought you were the lawyer that I know.
Who the f***? Do I look like a f***ing lawyer? Get the f*** out of here.
Did you buy it? Sorry.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
I'm leaving.
Get out.
That's it for this episode of From the Newsroom. I'll be back with another update tomorrow morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today, or wherever you get your podcasts.